a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Tracks podcast here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. Joining me now, it's BYU versus UMass week. Joining with linebacker Sam Baldwin. And Sam, I got to say, you're a senior linebacker here at BYU. Been around the program for quite some time, but this past Saturday was your first appearance in many years. How long has it been since you'd played in a game?
Yeah, so it's actually been around, it was just over 1,100 days
wow.
since I played in a game. So, yeah, quite a while.
And you got the opportunity to get a tackle, I believe, on special teams. What was that moment like for you in your final home game at BYU?
Yeah, so the way that I went out actually was on a kickoff in a home game 3 years ago, and Coach Lamb let me know about the day before the game that I'd be playing some kickoff. So I was super excited, and ended up being the last kickoff of the game. I got in and got a tackle, so it was a pretty special moment for me.
That's a really cool moment. You've been on the roster, I think, since back to 2013. What's maybe caused some of the time away from the football field for you?
Obviously a mission. I took a couple years off and then came back. Was playing my freshman year on some special teams, especially kickoff, and then the fifth game of the season, I blew out my knee pretty bad, had surgery, rehabbed for about 11 months, and then that next fall camp, I re-injured the same knee, and some of those revision surgeries took a little bit longer than I expected, so I ended up missing the 2017 season and 2018 season because of those surgeries, so... Just some bad luck with some knee injuries, and that's mostly why I missed. So,
what kept you wanting to grind and stay in the program and finish this thing out?
So after I hurt my knee the second time, I had pretty much decided that I was going to be done with football and just move on with life. But you know, I still had time to try and make this work. And you know, it's been something that I wanted to do since I was a little kid. I mean, every little Mormon kid wants to play football at BYU. And I grew up watching BYU games and coming down here to Provo and coming to Lavelle Edwards Stadium and just feeling that it was a really special, you know, place with a lot of tradition. And I thought of that little kid me looking at me now and seeing me quit because of a couple knee injuries. And you know, I think I would have disappointed my you know, 10-year-old self. In that moment, so I wanted to, you know, take advantage of the dream that I had, you know, an opportunity to fulfill, and even though I wouldn't have a big role on the team, I wanted to get back out on the field and have the chance to play one more time. So
you mentioned that you grew up, you know, wanting to play at BYU.
Yeah.
Do you have family members that came here to BYU,
yeah.
or what's all the connections to BYU?
So actually, my uncle Jared Lee, he played safety here.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was a co-captain with Kalani his senior year, and I remember just watching. I only have one memory of watching him play live, but that was my first time at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and you know, it's always been a goal of mine to play here because of him, and you know, just being. Like watching this program for so long.
And I remember when you bring up Jared Lee, I remember he had a huge hit against Utah, I think, in like 2000 on Mike Anderson. That's really cool. Talk with Sam Baldwin here on KSL News Radio. Cougars getting ready for the UMass Minutemen. So what has this program meant to you then? I mean, to actually be part of it and get the chance to play and be in that stadium and make tackles and make plays, and just what has it meant to you?
I mean, it's just another opportunity to be part of something great that's bigger than yourself. And you know, it takes a lot of humility to come here and accept a smaller role, I think. But I mean, I'm not the most humble person in the world. There's a lot more guys on the team that have been grinding for much longer than I have to get a chance to get on the field. But you know, there's just so much tradition here, and I think everybody that comes here wants to contribute in any way that they can. And you know, for me, that was kickoff. But I mean, there's guys grinding every day on scout team that never see the field that, you know, have worked twice as hard as I have. So,
last thing for you, Sam. You know, what was that moment like seeing Kalani get that extension and him now being the leader of this program going forward?
You know, I'm super happy for him. You know, I mean, there's been some really tough times since he came here, and some really great times, and Saturday was definitely one of those highlights, those, you know, high times for us.
How's the team approaching the last few weeks of the season?
You know, just like every other week, you know, the offense is really trying to put something together that we can be proud of, and so is the defense. I mean, there's going to be more opportunities for guys to get in the game and play, but I mean, it's just like every other week. We're very serious and looking forward to playing on Saturday again.
Well, Sam, congrats on your career, man, and good to see you get back to the field. I'm sure that meant a lot to you and your family, and good luck the rest of the way, man.
Cool. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you so
no
much.
Problem.
Take care, man.
Yeah.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless, and I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cougar Tracks on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. It's BYU versus UMass week. You can hear the game coming up on Saturday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. And joining me now is BYU wide receiver, true freshman wide receiver, Keanu Hill. And Keanu, that had to feel pretty good on Saturday, getting in there and making some plays for the first time in your BYU career.
Yeah, sir. It was fun getting in there, making plays for my team, you know, just trying any way to try to help my team out.
And you've appeared now in, what, three games now? Or how many? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And what's kind of the plan then for you the rest of the way? Are they planning on playing you in the remaining three games or one more game and then redshirting? What's the plan?
The plan is, like, just come in, practice every day, get better. And if my name's called and or my number's called, then I get in there and do what I was recruited to do.
And you talk about that recruitment. Again, talking with Keanu Hill, true freshman out of the state of Texas. What brought you here to BYU from Euless Trinity High School, correct? And what made you choose BYU and get you ultimately here?
Mostly it was Coach Fessy, you know, the wide receiver coach. He came down, looked at me, said, "We really want you." Came up here on my official visit. You know, the people were good. Walked around. I love the campus. I love all the coaching staff. And, you know, just really love the school.
When Fessy recruited you, did you know much about BYU when they started recruiting you?
No, not really. But I knew they had, like, a good football program.
And how did you know about their good football program? Did you watch BYU games, or did family tell you? How did you know?
Mostly watching BYU games and stuff like that on ESPN and all that stuff when I was little. So
that's cool. And you know, in your high school recruitment, who were some of the other programs that showed interest to you? I think Texas Tech, right? And so who were some of the other ones?
Texas Tech was one. Wyoming. Washington, and it was one other one. North Texas.
And that's really cool. Talking with Keanu Hill here on KSL News Radio. In that game against Idaho State, you're making plays. Even Kalani mentioned in the post game how he was impressed with your playmaking abilities on Saturday. You know, is that something that you feel like you've just gotten a lot better over the course of this season, improved every single day?
Yes, sir. Every day, like even when we started coming here, I just try to learn like the techniques, the plays, all that stuff. And like I just really gotten the pace down like real good. My technique's good too. So the most thing I focus on is technique and learning the plays.
Where do you feel like you've improved the most since I think you arrived in the summertime back in June? Where do you feel like you've improved the most since day one arriving in the summer to now?
I feel like I improved mostly like on the plays, because when I came in here, I didn't really like know like which route to run or any of that stuff. But now, like, it's just second nature to me.
It's pretty complex, I would imagine, going from high school to college. And what type of offense did you run at the high school level?
We mostly ran the ball, like just like two backers all the time, and then we only throw the ball when we need to throw the ball.
I was gonna say, I remember in your recruitment that you obviously your skill set, your measurables, you should have had a lot more offers, but you were in an offense that didn't really highlight many receivers, so it probably played into that recruitment. But so what do you think of this offense to where you guys are at right now in this point of the season?
Right now, I think we did a pretty good job, like just like always, like we low-key, like we came from like running the ball a lot to like more of like a run pass or pass run option. So we like mostly throw the ball. So I'm just like getting used to like throwing the ball a lot, getting a lot of reps and all that other stuff.
I know you come from a football family. You know, what did your father and your uncle think when you ultimately decided to pick BYU when you were a recruit?
They mostly didn't say too much. They just said like, now you got to really start pushing yourself, got to really start grinding, and make sure my like classes are good, because they said BYU is a hard league academically.
And for those people that are listening here, your father Lloyd Hill, he was where did he go to college again?
I went to Texas Tech.
And he played in the NFL with the Bears, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then your uncle Roy Williams, who was a stud at Texas and played for the Cowboys, correct?
Yes, sir.
And does he give you pointers at all throughout the? Is he giving you feedback since Saturday?
Not yet. I got to call him later on tonight, and he's probably going to tell me what I need to work on and all the other stuff.
Have you formed a close relationship with all these quarterbacks that have been playing this season for BYU?
Yes, sir, especially with Jaren, because every time like I see him around campus, we always stop and chit-chat all the time. I see Joe, too, sometimes Baylor, and then I see Zach mostly in the locker room. We just chit-chat all, like, most of the time.
Joe looked pretty good on Saturday. 5 of 5 was pretty impressed. BYU's got good quarterbacks.
Yes, sir.
And what are you trying to accomplish, you know, the remaining of this season and then heading into the off season for you as you continue to evolve in your career?
Probably just win out the rest of these next two games, including the Pro Bowl, and most likely just try to get faster, bigger, and get ready for the spring ball.
Do you feel like you can be a guy next spring that could be, you know, a number one type of receiver in this program?
I think I can, but it's mostly just about, like, the receiver core, and, like, I'm pretty sure that we can do, like pretty good this next upcoming season.
Well, Keanu, good luck the rest of the year. Stay healthy, and look forward to watching the rest of your career.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.